Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Greg Bordonero joining us from the Hartford Business Journal for the Connecticut Business Blend every Monday at 8:50 here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. Healthcare, all these hospitals buying and selling and blah, blah. It's so hard to figure things out. But Yale New Haven Health, they had a rough year. But can you take us through why they've had such a rough time?
Yeah, so we recently sat down with the CEO of Yale New Haven Health, Chris O'Connor. They've had a number of issues that they've been facing, and they've actually had significant operating losses in the last few years. 2022, $240 million operating loss. 2023, $162 million operating loss. They're going to record another operating loss in fiscal year 2025. And there's various issues that are impacting them for all hospitals, like higher costs. Drug prices are high for hospitals to buy medication. They get federal research funding, which has obviously been cut under the Trump administration. Medicare, Medicaid, under reimbursement, which is a hospital that's impacted all hospitals. Those are several of the universal issues that have been impacting all hospitals. They've also had some, one-off events too. A few months ago, they recently settled with Prospect Medical. They're paying $45 million in a legal settlement. Obviously, Yale New Haven Health originally proposed to acquire Prospect's hospitals, which includes Manchester, Waterbury, Rockville hospitals, for $435 million. That deal fell through after Yale went deeper into the books of Prospect and realized that this wasn't a great deal. Then Prospect had a major cyber attack, which weakened their financial position even fuller. So they have to pay out a $45 million settlement that they agreed to. In addition to that, beyond the financial issue, there is the Prospect deal will have longer term impacts too, because what's happening now is Hartford Healthcare is stepping in to buy two of those hospitals. Rockville and Manchester and Hartford Healthcare and Yale are kind of the two major competitors in the state. They're the two largest health systems. So, not only are they having to lose money after getting out of that deal, but now their chief competitor is going in there and buying out these two hospitals at a very cheap price. I mean, Hartford Healthcare is paying $13 million for both of those hospitals. They have to do a lot of investment in both of those hospitals, but they have to pay a price for the fee and the settlement, and now their chief competitor is taking over a territory that they wanted to have. Go ahead, Ryan.
I always put time. You want to finish your thoughts? I was going to move on to the next one.
Yeah, and just they also Yale ironically had their own data breach earlier this year that put in jeopardy about 5.6 million patients in March, and they had to pay an $18 million basically fine to the federal government for that. So they also had a voluntary retirement program. 600 employees took it, so 600 employees basically are leaving the hospital in the next few months. They're going to replace about 400 of those employees, and they're going to save about $50 million annually by bringing in employees who are basically going to be being paid lower. So a lot of stuff has happened, a lot of headwinds, Yale New Haven Health, but they are projecting a surplus next year after they get through all these challenges.
Greg Bordonero from the Hartford Business Journal joining us for the Connecticut Business Blend every Monday here at 8:50 on Brian and Company. Everyone's been, if you haven't been to the People's Bank Arena, people are curious about how it is, how the experience is. People have been there, said I've had pretty good feedback. I haven't talked to anybody who's had an experience in the Bunker Suites, but you're telling me they're sold out, and I'm curious there are five of them. It's $400K a year, so that's $2 million in guaranteed income already locked in for the people who run the show. That's got to be really good news.
Yeah, and that's for 7 years. So basically, five companies have, and they haven't disclosed who the companies are. Although, if you go there, I'm sure there's signage there that you'll be able to see who bought them. I haven't actually been to a live event under the renovated arena. So that's a big part of these renovations. The state kicked in $145 million for this renovation, and a lot of the focus has been on fan and performer, improving the fan and performer experience. But also a lot of it too is also generating more revenue off the Excel Center, which traditionally has lost about $2 million. Annually. So they're trying to, not only bring in bigger acts, make the fan experience better, but they're trying to get the Excel People's Bank Arena to be able to, pay for itself, where there's not a subsidy that's needed every year. So this premium seating, there's five, like you said, Brian, five bunkers. It has its own private lounge. It's 15 to 18 seats. And also, in addition to the private lounge, there are front row seats. And these are the kind of seats that are available at the major, you know, arenas for NBA teams and things like that. So this is one of the big perks. They also have the 51 loge boxes too, which is 4 to 6 people per loge box. So it's these really premium seating, you know, that it's going to help hopefully generate more revenue for the People's Bank Arena so that it doesn't need the constant subsidy from the state in order to cover operating losses.
Also, the real estate, there's some positive news, negative news, as always, in Hartford. I mean, it's just, I don't, all these companies, they acquire something and they can't do anything with it, then they lose it. I mean, who are the bean counters to tell them that these acquisitions are a good idea if they never end up holding on to them?
Yeah, you know, you got to be cautious when you're buying an office building in downtown Hartford, frankly. You know, a lot of particularly out-of-state players have come into the market. From New York, from Massachusetts, they see it as, you know, because frankly, commercial real estate in New York City or Boston is very expensive. So they come in here, they see these nice, you know, shiny towers and a much cheaper price in New York and Boston. They think they can make it work. It hasn't worked out for a lot. It's worked out for some, but, you know, it depends on what price point you come in to buy these buildings. But, you know, Brooklyn, New York-based Shelbourne Global Solutions, they've been the largest downtown office landlord basically since the early 2010s. They came in and bought up a lot of the buildings for a relatively cheap price coming out of the Great Recession. But things haven't really worked out for a lot of their office buildings. Their third office building recently went into foreclosure. It's a smaller office building at 330 Main Street, right off of downtown, 40,000 square foot. They bought it in December 2019 for $3.1 million. And, you know, that's a bad timing. But basically a couple months later, we were in that COVID shutdown, which completely, you know, wrecked the office market. So their mortgage on that property came due. They couldn't refinance it, so that, you know, these things go through foreclosure. They also lost two other buildings, major office buildings, at 20 Church Street downtown and 350 Church Street, also in foreclosure, the Stilts building. So, you know, they've made some bets that haven't turned out, you know, some you can't blame them for. These purchases were done pre-pandemic. Nobody could have predicted the pandemic and the impact it would have on the office market. A little bit of good news is the former WFSB broadcast house site, which was demolished 15, 20 years ago at this point. That property was recently taken over by Hartford Steam Boiler, paid $1.5 million. They really haven't disclosed what their exact plans are. They say they could support some development on the site. For right now, they're using it as parking. The concern is that they own the building across the street, the Hartford Steam Boiler building. The concern is long-term, they just use that as a parking lot. So there's no guaranteed plans of that site being redeveloped. But it's been an eyesore downtown for a while, and it's kind of in a key parcel right after you get off the highway. And it's just kind of a sitting there vacant for more than 10 to 15 years. So yeah, hopefully Steam Boiler could do something with it, but there is some concern that they may just use it as parking long-term.
All right, Greg, thanks so much. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.